Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to Christmas Day. Hoping that your day is off to a good start and you've been having a day that you would like to have planned, and that's the way it's going. Well, at your house, are all of the gifts open and all that Christmas paper and packages and boxes and ribbons and so on? Are they all scattered about? And maybe you have a dog or a cat or somebody or little kids who just have it. This is great fun. The paper and the boxes and so on are almost as much fun as what's in it for some little kids. Or perhaps you're a family that still is planning to do Christmas this weekend, this coming weekend, or perhaps even further down the road. Whatever you have planned, again, hoping that's going to be a good time for you. Well, talking just a minute or two about all that Christmas wrapping and et cetera that's laying there, are you the saving kind of person? You go through and save some of the ribbons and the bows. Anymore, we get lots of things that are in those little sacks. Perhaps you save the sacks. And what about the wrapping paper? You know, some people, we used to even iron it and fold it away and save it for another year. Well, just a couple comments on that. You know, if you're the kind of person, like I said, all cleaned up and it's all gone, more power to you. But if you're the saving kind of person and you want to use what you can use, then there's a couple of thoughts, and you probably heard all these. You probably used them all, and you could add some, too. You know, maybe we should write a little book about what we could do to save and use all those things. The paper, the newest one that I've read and heard, and it's probably been around for a while, lots of people have shredders that they use for their mail, that unwanted kind of mail. And what I heard as a suggestion was to shred that Christmas paper and save it in a little sack, you know, it compacts down pretty much, and use it for packing for future sending of perhaps Christmas gifts, but perhaps some other kinds of gifts or whatever you need to pack up in mail, that shredded paper makes good packing. But again, you have to have some place to save it. Remember not to put some of that sparkly stuff, if you have a real fireplace, some of that paper is not a good idea to put in your fireplace to burn. It will pop and crackle and maybe not so good for your fireplace. Ribbons and bows, well, you again, if you're going to save them, you're going to have a place to do that. And, you know, a cardboard box is fine, but a cardboard box does sometimes get moisture in it, and then we have pretty soon a musty odor. So if you're on a saving thing and you do that all the time, perhaps you want to buy, or perhaps you have something that you can reuse in terms of a plastic container to save the bows and the ribbons. And actually, I have one of those kind of longer, not-so-high boxes that actually will even fit under a bed. And I can pretty much put everything that I want to save in that one box, be that cards or ribbon or name tags or rolls of paper or flat pieces of paper. Everything I need or think I need should pretty much fit in that one box, so it doesn't take up a lot of space. If you want to go overboard, of course, you can get one of those systems. Martha Stewart has systems. Other companies have systems that are all about wrapping gifts, and they have special holders for ribbon and lots of holders for scissors and on and on. The main thing that over time I learned to do was to have a scissors that never left the spot where I wrap things, and also some tape so I don't have to go running around the house. And this lasts all year long. I have my relatives live away from here, and so I often have to wrap up packages. In terms of the cards, I know lots of folks do this. Make little name tags out of them. And, you know, the thing is, it's not just a matter of saving the card. It's also when I'm going through and checking those cards and deciding what to do with them, it's enjoying the cards all over again. But whatever, if you're going to save them, they're best to have a little spot thinking about what you want to do, whether you make up your own or buy a special center. Hey, just enjoy using those things again another year. And, of course, it is a plus for the environment. Whatever you decide to do, I hope it's useful to you, makes you happy, and enjoy the good feelings all over again. So have a great day today. Merry Christmas to you from Backyard and Beyond, LaVon Eblen.